Gemara says in Brachas and Av Zayin, Yom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Olam Lohaya Adam Shekara'o Adam Adon Ad Shabar Avraham Ukra'o Adam. From the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, no one called him by the title Adon, Master, until Avraham Avinu did so. When he said, Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Hashem Elokim Bama Eda Ki Yirashem. What's the significance of the name Adon, Master? There were other people before Avraham Avinu who recognized Malchus Shamayim, like Noach and Shem Ve'ever. So what exactly was Avraham Avinu Machadesh? What did he introduce by calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the name Adam? Rav Shimon Schwab explains in his Sefer HaChumash that Adon implies a personal connection. A melech, a king, is someone who has subjects, but he lives in a distant palace. He makes laws, he collects taxes, but he doesn't have a personal connection to his subjects. An Adon, a master, by contrast, has servants. He has avodim who work for him. And each eved has a special job that he does for the Adon, for the master. And the master knows exactly what each eved is doing for him. As opposed to the Shem Elokim, which simply identifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a ruler over the world, the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, implies that Hashem has a personal connection with each individual. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adon Sheli, my master. By calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the name Adon, Avraham Avinu was introducing a new concept to the world. That there's Hashkocha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with each person individually. That each person can have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That each individual can call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Sheli, my master, my God. Rav Schwab writes that once Rav Shimon Sofer, a certain Gaon from Krakow, asked Rav Shlomo Breuer to tell him a nice idea that Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, Rav Shlomo Breuer's father-in-law, had said to him. And Rav Shlomo Breuer told him that Rav Hirsch once gave a beautiful pshat in the Pizmon Adon Olam that we recite at the beginning of Davening. The piyut starts, Adon Olam Hashem Alav V'Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the master of the world before creation. La'eis Nasa B'cheftzo Kol Azay Melech Shimo Nikra. And after the world was created, he was called a melech, he was called a king over the whole world. And the piyut continues to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. V'acharei kechlos hakol, after everything, after the world will cease to exist, levado yimloch nora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue to rule. V'hu haya, v'hu hoveh, v'hu yiyeh b'sifara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has and always will exist. Adon Olam begins by describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty, his greatness, that he's beyond time and place, that there's no one like him, v'hu echad v'ein sheni. He's the king of the whole world. But then we shift gears. We say, v'hu keli, v'chai goali, v'tzur chevli be'es sara. He's my God, he's my savior, who rescues me in my time of need. V'hu nisi u'manos li minas kosi b'yom ekra. He's the one I turn to in times of trouble. Said Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, the second half of Adon Olam is really the key to the whole piyut. Because there we express that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just an all-powerful king, he's not just the ruler of the whole world, but rather he's close to each person. He's my personal God, who cares about me, who takes an interest in my needs, who's there to save me in times of difficulty. Adon Olam is a very appropriate introduction to tefillah, because it describes the personal connection HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with each and every one of us. And it's that personal connection that draws us to reach out to Him and to daven. Rav Chatzka Levinstein, the famed Mashgiach of the Nir Yeshiva in Shanghai, and later of Ponovich, used to tell his daughters that each day they should think of just one example of Hashgacha Pratis that occurred to them that day. Because by doing so, they constantly remind themselves of the special role HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays in their lives. The story is told about a man who was diagnosed with cancer. He was devastated, naturally. Who knew what was in store for him? After carefully researching his options, he decided to seek treatment in a well-known hospital that specialized in his type of cancer. On the first day of his treatment, he got up extra early, because he wanted to be on time. A friend of his had warned him that he'd never find parking around the hospital. It didn't pay to even try. He just parked in one of the nearby lots. But somehow, when he turned onto the block of the hospital, a car pulled out right in front of the building and left him with a large empty spot. The man later said that that moment was a turning point for him, because he realized then that no matter what happened to him, there was a divine hand guiding his every step. And that itself was a source of tremendous comfort. This is what Avraham Avinu revealed to the world, that Hashem is not just an all-powerful God. He's not just the ruler of the whole world, but he's a personal God for all those who truly want to come close to him. Good Shabbos.